This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I do like keeping them to have ideas that intelligent people, they'll come up with some thoughts. I actually learned a couple of things the other day when we had our meeting with Congress, which were, I think, helpful to me. But I do like keeping them abreast, but I don't have to do it legally.
That's the president, and he's talking about Iran and Congress and what they need to know. What do you need to know? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as we head down that path of yet another week, the last week in June, joining us right from the get-go is the former congressman from Ohio, now with Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Bob, you know, you and I have talked about Iran for a long time. You live there. You know it well. And you look at where we are at this point, and what should people be thinking about who are listening to us right now in this situation with Iran?
Well, I think we should be thinking about an exit strategy. Now, the reason I say that is, you know, shades of Iraq. We got into something we couldn't get out of. We're still in there. You know, Afghanistan, I think, was different. We had a targeted goal there. So I think when I say exit strategy, I think that the White House has to be very, very sure what it's doing. This is not something that can be taken lightly. And yes, they can go for sanctions and they can go for the cyber, you know, warfare, as we call it, where they're electronically going at each other. But I think as far as, you know, getting to the brink where we're talking about troops and missiles, et cetera, we have to start to evaluate why are we in this situation. And we are in here because the National Security Advisor, after Tillerson, our Secretary of State, left, and the other National Security Advisor left, then John Bolton came in, and he's got the president basically right up against the wall. Bolton has steered and maneuvered this. That's why you're seeing the president taking some of the unusual steps. We could call it contradictory. One hand, they were going to have an attack. He stopped it. The other hand, the president says, I want to talk to them. Because, I think Bolton, who has publicly wanted war, and even the president said the other night, Kate, on Sunday, that, you know, Bolton wants to start stuff all over the world. And so I think that the president is, I think, second-guessing, you know, where he wants to be on this at this point in time.
Yeah, and you're right, I think, about that for sure, because, you know, it's like I said, you know, Trump, as we heard right there at the top, saying he didn't need Congress's approval to strike Iran and that the Constitution was wrong. And it's always interesting because, you know, you were in those shoes. You were there in Congress, and when you talk about declaring war or waging war, there always seems to be this thing between, especially with this president, what you can go ahead and do and what Congress has to approve. Is there a gray area there?
Oh, yes, Kate, definitely. Now, on this one, you know, although I you know, have analyzed this, dealt with Iran for years, and this is not the right move to go to war with Iran at this point in time over, you know, something else that's not really dealing with us directly. But having said that, look, you know, President Obama went into Syria. I mean, we can go through all the president's things that they've done.
Yeah.
In fact, there's been 14 different types of actions under presidents. So nothing new. You know, it was questioned about Clinton when he did a strike. It's been questioned about Bush, Obama, and now Trump. And it's all gray, I think. Now, if they act under the authority that we actually gave them 18 years ago to deal with al-Qaeda, but this isn't al-Qaeda, that's pretty clear cut. But actually, presidents have been in this gray area for a long time. It's called the War Powers Act, and, you know, I think it's never been clarified, and I probably won't be in our time.
You know what I compare it to? I think that sports and politics, there's a lot of similarities. It's like pass interference in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right?
Yes,
we can figure it out. Figure it out what it means.
Right.
Of course, a much more serious thing when we're talking about war, etc. So war of a different kind, the war of politics. Take a listen to this, Bob. You probably heard it earlier in the day, but here's the president talking about Biden and not getting the endorsement of the president that he served under as vice president. Here he goes.
There has to be some reason why he's not endorsing him. He was a vice president. They seem to have gotten along. And how President Obama is not endorsing him is rather a big secret. If you want to know, if you know the answer, please let me know, because I think it's very important. And then he goes and lies and said, I asked the president not to endorse me. Give me a break.
All right, so what do you make of that? Give me a break. He lied. What do you think?
You just have to like the president, how he can spin something or brand. I should say brand something. It's the art of the deal. Well, first of all, I do agree. When Biden said, I didn't want the endorsement, I don't know. I have to believe in the privacy of the two of them talking to each other, Biden and Obama. Biden had to have said, now, do you think you could do this, or does it work for you? Something had to have happened there. Now, I also don't think there's anything nefarious out there, that there's some deep secret about Joe Biden. He's been there long enough. We would know it. I just think President Obama is trying to stay out of presidential primary. I mean, who wants in the middle of a presidential primary as a former president? So I just don't think he wants in it. It would cause such bitterness for Obama to endorse right now anyone, whether it would be endorses Sanders or Biden. But it's because Biden was his VP. You know, one would say, well, why not endorse? Well, presidents just really don't like to get in the middle, especially of a primary of 25 people. You know, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one, and all that starts because in a couple of days, you know, we've got these upcoming Democratic debates and how they're broken out. Yeah, 10, 10, and 4, you said it. It's the craziest thing. So just, we only have a couple minutes left, but if you were in this group, how do you shine? How do you stand out?
Okay, if I'm in the group, you know, if I'm just going to stand there and say, well, my opponents are all nice people, then okay, get out and let them be the president. I'm going to, you know, it's a blood sport. I'm going to hit. That's my name too. Come on, you know. Oh no, I'm going to be nice. You know, I'm going to be Mr. Rogers. I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, evil, but they've got to define themselves. They've got a small moment. I think they have to do something to define themselves, something that really sticks out there.
All right. I love it. It's a blood sport.
That's it. So, you want a friend,
I don't want
to dog.
Yeah, I don't want to debate you. I love that. So that's good.
Well, we would be great debate, wouldn't we?
We would be great.
Yeah.
We would be great doing that. That's funny. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, so it will be interesting when we talk about what happens here with the way it's broken out. And Bob said it, the breakdown is crazy because it is the Hollywood Squares of politics, the Democrats, it is. And so you couldn't possibly have it where everybody was on one stage. That would be an impossibility, that you wouldn't be able to pay attention. And so the way it's rolling now, the Wednesday debate, you've got, for example, you have Elizabeth Warren, you have the Washington governor, you have Julian Castro, the former HUD secretary, for example. I'm not going to go through everybody, but New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's pulling like, a point whatever. And then on the second night, they just sort of randomly selected it. Kamala Harris is in the group, and you've got Gillibrand, the senator from New York, you have the entrepreneur Andrew Yang, and you have the self-help author Marianne Williamson. Just really wild to see this, I think. Of course, we'll have it all for you. Coming up next, who has the most stressful job in the world? Would you believe broadcaster makes the list? We're talking to my pal, Dr. John Huber, on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My heart you're listening to right now. Oh, the stress of being a talk show host, the stress of being a broadcaster. I hope I can hang on through this segment. We're talking with my pals in the virtual green room, Dr. John Huber, about stress at work and how it's unavoidable, but there was a report that was done, and when they evaluated 11 different factors, they found that the certain jobs were the most stressful jobs of 2019, and broadcaster slash talk show host made the list. We're going to tell you where it made it on the list coming up. Dr. John, how are you?
I'm amazing, Kate. How are you?
You know, I got to say, my heart rate went down as soon as I heard your voice.
Awesome. Good deal.
So, the number one on this list and how they rated it, right? And
right.
It's careercast.com. It's a jobs rated report that the annual careercast.com jobs rated report. That's where they pulled these factors and et cetera. And they came up with enlisted military personnel was number one. That's not so shocking to me because of the situations you could be put in, the adrenaline rush, where, let's face it, in some cases you could live or die, right? So that makes sense.
Well, it makes sense. And you look at the low pay, too, you know, roughly $24,000 a year. Now, you think about that. There are enlisted military men who just love what they do. They're totally enthralled in that. And they love the adrenaline rush. They love not knowing what's going to happen the next morning. And, you know, and I can say that all the way down the line. I mean, I've had patients as firefighters, friends as firefighters, airline pilot friends, police officer friends, broadcaster friends. And what I find is if they have the right personality type for their job, it is the best thing they can do. They can't wait to get back. can't wait to go out on the patrol. They are ready to go. That excitement, that unknown. I mean, you don't know. You know, my line could go dead. Now you're stuck with nothing. That's part of the stress that they count towards being a broadcaster. You have skills. You have the ability to just carry on whether I'm on the line or not. But there are some people who measure these job skill things, and they've never been on the air, and it scares them to death. So I think that kind of bumped broadcaster up a little bit higher than what it probably actually is for the people who do the job.
Yeah, I think it's a mixed bag, because I know I've worked with people that are in my past that have been so stressed out because they're perfectionists, yes, and they can't say a word wrong, and oh my gosh, we have to edit out every and every I mean, you can't breathe, please speak in a straight line. And if you have that personality, the air is flexible, especially when you're doing a talk show, because you're not sitting. I did this. I was an anchor. You sit, John, behind the camera, and you throw to people, and you have video, and you have a couple of minutes here and there. But in a talk show, there's much more time involved. So if you are that person, I can see how that would be super, super stressful. So you made a good point.
Absolutely.
A lot of these jobs, it depends on your personality, right? That's one of the major factors.
Exactly. So, you know, as I was going through this list, I'm thinking of friends of mine who do these things and some of the things that I've done in my past. And, you know, if you're the kind of person who doesn't settle for something that you don't like, you know, you're going to migrate to the career that fits you, that makes you feel fulfilled, that, you know, you're no longer a broadcaster. You're Kate Delaney, and broadcasting is something you do. It's not defining who you are.
Mm.
It is what you do because of who you are.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, for sure. And, you know, when you looked at the rest of the list, so we can tell people, because it's interesting, you have the enlisted military personnel came up one. Two was firefighter. I would assume a lot of that is the danger aspect, too, correct?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, today, the politics involved with that.
That's added
so much fear to some of the firefighter and the public servants out there. You know, they're going to go in somewhere. You know, my police officer friends, my firefighter friends have gone on calls, and they show up and it's a domestic violence thing. Somebody called 911 and said, you know, the place is on fire, to get a response. And that's a scary thing for a firefighter. That's not their job.
Oh, yeah, especially domestic violence, because as you know, in your line of work, we should say, of course, Dr. John Huber is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health. It's a nonprofit organization that brings lasting and positive change to the lives of individuals. You definitely have done that suffer from mental health issues. You've seen it all as a clinical forensic psychologist, etc. And you know, you've practiced and seen kind of everything that you could possibly have thrown at you. So yeah, that makes it makes a big difference as we're talking about these various things, firefighter, the politics of that, and same thing with police officer, same thing with airline pilot. Was there anyone you were surprised about that made the list, any profession?
Well, looking at a public relations executive, after watching all the politicians and their public relations people, I think that, you know, but that's not a fear. Taxi driver, I think, is kind of a new thing that popped up there, and I think there is so much pressure from these social media drivers, you know, the Uber, the Lyft, all the different. There's now one that's it's only people allowed to do it are retired first responders, military, and police officers. So, if, you know, that supposedly is giving people safety or a sense of security. But they've got a lot of competition now. And, you know, at one point, you know, those taxi driver permits were, you know, some of the medallions were going for $70,000 a year. And if you wanted to drive, you had to fork up that money first. And now their salaries are under $25,000-$30,000 a year.
Wow. And then it goes back to the whole money thing, too. And
yes,
especially the competition, Uber and Lyft and all of that. And the stress over what's happened in some of the cities, I could see that, because, you know, every day can be different, every single week can be different. What do you tell people to do to deal with stress?
Well, one of the things I talk about a lot is staying physically fit. If you're not physically fit, you're not going to be mentally fit. And it's the same way. You could be physically fit, but if you're not dealing with your stress, you're not going to be mentally fit, and it's going to catch up with you physically. It's a you know, vicious circle that feeds off each other. So make sure you're spending time for yourself. Make sure you're doing some meditation, maybe reading a book, and physical exercise on a regular pattern. Get sunlight, get outside at least 30 minutes a day, and, you know, keep your body moving. Don't just sit still all the time. That is one of the worst things you can do. It tears you up physically by just atrophy. I mean, your body degrades. You know, muscles get smaller, bones get weaker, and all of a sudden you're in a stressful situation, and you don't have the physical stamina to deal with it. I have a friend who flies 777 for an airline. He was taken off out of Rio and had the left engine blow up on him about 3 years ago on takeoff, and you know, the autopilot basically flies the plane, but when that happens, everything shuts down, and he had to jump right to it. He circled the plane around, landed. You know, 2 hours later, they're on a different 777 taking off again. And it was just like, you know, like another day at the office for him. He says why he prepares, and he exercises, and he stays fit. And, you know, they do the flight simulator where he'd done that 1,000 times in a flight simulator. So when it happened, he just took over and landed it. It was no big deal.
It's a good reminder to get that fresh air and to get the exercise for sure. We only have like a minute or two left, but how come psychologists didn't make the list?
Well, I'd like to think it's because we're so prepared and we're taking care of ourselves. I know I do. I spend 4 to 6 hours a week doing martial arts. I read. I go out and I talk to my peers. I talk to a lot of people, not just trying to help them, but getting feedback and getting stuff off my chest and processing. And I think that's really important for us to take care of. And I take time for myself and my family. And if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to do it.
Nice. Perfect place to end this. Dr. John Huber, where can we find you? I think at mainstreammentalhealth.org, right?
Yes, and you can also find me at drpsycho.org, drpsycho.org.
I like that, psycho.
Dr. Psycho.
All right, Dr. John, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have an amazing evening.
Yeah, you too. So it's interesting, you look at the list and you look at the stressful jobs, and as I mentioned to you, you know, taxi driver, he mentioned that it's number 10. By the way, a senior corporate executive came up 9. 8 was the PR job that he mentioned, public relations executive. 7 was a newspaper reporter. Of course it's stressful because there's very few jobs anymore in that profession. Layoffs. Who goes next, you know? Event coordinator was 6. We're working our way in that direction. Of course, right in the middle, we mentioned broadcast. All right, my heart is pounding. I'm going to go get a glass of water and do some stretches. I'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking from the Oval Office as he signs an executive order issuing new sanctions on Iran.
Who knows what's going to happen? I can only tell you we cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and it won't happen.
The president says he's willing to negotiate.
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, too. But we would love to be able to, and frankly, they might as well do it soon.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
As I understand it, he was allowed to leave by authorities in New Hampshire, and he anticipated going back to New Hampshire sometime in July, I believe it was, to answer these charges. And I will share with you that he fully intended to answer these charges in New Hampshire. I don't know what happened. They obviously got a warrant between then and now and have done this to get him there quicker. It seems like a lot to me.
All right. That explanation there, as you heard, serious follow-up from something horrific that happened over the weekend, really on Friday night. Not what anybody was expecting to see in a sleepy little town in New Hampshire, but seven people were killed and three others were injured pretty seriously. A truck driver charged, as you heard there, with seven counts of negligent homicide in that gruesome collision with those motorcyclists who were 500 yards from where they were staying. It was a very remote highway in New Hampshire. The 23-year-old was arrested at his house, and the Massachusetts State Police, as you heard what was said, hauled him in pretty quickly. He just kind of looked at his feet. He was led to the courtroom with his hands cuffed behind his back. And, you know, you had members of the Marine Jarheads MC, that's what they called themselves, a motorcycle club in New England that included Marines and their spouses. And you had a 2016 Dodge pickup towing a trailer that hauls cars, colliding with a group of 10 motorcycles in Randolph, New Hampshire. And it was so bad that it was really tough for the first responders to see what they saw and try to do the best to comfort the others that were around. And there's been indications that there's been some violations in the last couple of years for the driver of that rig. And, you know, so he was charged. And there were two instances where drivers were in possession of narcotic drugs from this company, by the way, and other violations, including a driver without a commercial driver's license, one for speeding, another for defective brakes. And the driver in question, Zuhowski, was arrested on a drunken driving charge back in the beginning of May, according to the state court records. So that's history. But what was going on there when he plowed into the motorcyclist? And oh my gosh! And you know, he had all different ages, 40s, couple in their 60s. You had a total of 21 riders and 15 motorcycles that were in the group all together. So imagine that the people that weren't in the middle of it but were waiting for those people say it was an explosion with, you know, parts just flying through the air. And pretty much everybody was taken out. So there were a few people that survived the crash that were just in front of those that were killed. And they were heading to a fundraiser at an American Legion post in a really close by town, too, a very close to where their bed and breakfast was. And, some of them just happened to get beyond that accident, and others were hit. So flags on public buildings and grounds across the state were flying at half staff, to honor the victims. Two of the three people who survived with injuries were released from the hospitals over the weekend. It was pretty bad when they were first pulled in. The New Hampshire governor, Chris Sununu, tweeted out, "Friday's tragic accident in Randolph has struck our state and our citizens in a very, very profound way." And I can see that. Just even looking at the video of it, I talked briefly about motorcycles and the conversations we have about driving in general and distracted driving, or something else is going on and there's 10 more things that can be happening, and to be on the motorcycle, it's just even that much more dangerous. But this was a motorcycle club. They were close to where they were going. It was a two-lane highway. It wasn't, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And it's very, 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 very sad. All right. So this is Odds and Ends with me, Kate Delaney. And the idea of Odds and Ends is you had the follow-up there to the New Hampshire crash that we talked about. But what else are people talking about? And there are definitely people talking about the accident because of the carnage and the thought of, oh my gosh, here we go again, and what was really going on there, and that whole kind of thing. Something else that is constantly talked about in my world, and it might be talked about in your world too, because I think that this show is a mirror of that. Since we have so much artificial intelligence out there, and are we keeping up with everything? Are you one of those people where you are mapped everywhere you go? And I saw a story today, and it reminded me about that, the Google location thing. You look up, and you see, you know, you visited this place a couple of days ago, a week ago, whatever it is, because Google has a detailed record of where you go, what you're buying, where you stop along the way. And why is that? Because you have this location history thing. So the location history is an opt-in feature that sometimes people don't remember opting in for. And then all of a sudden, there they are, and they don't understand how it's pretty easy to see where they are. It's pretty chilling, too. If you don't realize you've done it, and you look up and it's like, oh, restaurants, bars, museums, parks, stores, it's, you know, your every move is tracked. And Google also routes people to turn on location history in exchange for real-time traffic updates where your current location is. So that can happen. That happened to me the other day. We were going to a funeral at a veteran cemetery, and we had to get real traffic updates. And then when you do that, you forget, and this is what happens. Then you have that constant trace on, and it is creepy. It's just a good reminder. It made me think of this. Check and make sure that thing is off, unless you really want everyone to know where you are and have everything recorded. I have a feeling knowing this audience and knowing most of the people that I've talked to about this, none of us like this. None of us want the whole tracking thing. You know, when you're shopping for something online and then you keep seeing ads for it because they know the keystrokes, everything, it's all of it is being recorded. When you forget something, it's a good thing. But most of the time, it's kind of a scary thing. It's scary. It's like, you know, we've been on this thing with tech lately. We talked about robocallers. How are they getting the numbers and the constant calls that you get? Seems like everyone in the world wants to give me a lot of money on these robocalls. Did you know you are eligible for $680,000? Really? How much do you have to pay to get that money? And sadly, some people will fall for some of the nonsense that's out there, some of the ways to trap people, because a lot of that robocalling is trapping. And it's just gotten that much bigger, and they're craftier at it. So look for that when you're doing the Google thing. Make sure you have the location deal off. This was sad to me because skydiving, usually people decide, oh, we're going to skydive. We're marking some kind of transition in our life, and we want to do a bold statement, or we're just excited, we want to try something different, we're adrenaline junkies, whatever it is, and then they have the horrible crash with the plane, and the skydiving plane crash, and you've got the National Transportation Safety Board calling for stricter rules, because they're saying after this fatal Hawaii skydiving plane went down, that accidents continue to happen, so they're putting regulators on notice. 11 people killed. 11 people. 80 accidents, 19 deaths involving skydiving flights since there was a rule recommendation in 2008 on pilot training, aircraft maintenance, and inspection and FAA oversight. That's what the numbers are. And how sad. I mean, the Hawaii medical examiner is still confirming the identities of the victims, but they released at least 7 of them, and they're all in their 20s or 30s so far, and they're from different places. So these were people from Colorado Springs. There were a couple from Hawaii, St. Paul, Minnesota. And who knows why they went to do it, for fun, for adrenaline, challenge. There was a couple, they were celebrating their first wedding anniversary, and they had people back in the States texting them and getting ready to say, oh, we're excited about your jump. Tell us about the jump. We want to know. And then, of course, nothing. So this young couple, Ashley and Brian Weekle, just, you know, 26 and 27 years old, they were from Colorado Springs. They were in that crash. Just very, very sad. And the preliminary report on the crash, they say, is going to take about 2 weeks. That's normal. And then the final report, as is always, unless they absolutely can't piece together, includes the cause of the accident. But they're saying all of that could even take the accident more in depth of what happened could take up to 2, maybe even 2 years. Oof. Boy, oh boy. And I don't want this to be all doom and gloom, but this is one of those just freak things, but something they're paying attention to, thank goodness, as it needs to be paid attention to. Because you've got people that are tourists. You have people that are, like I said, marking big moments, and certainly you don't want to see these planes go down. Let's put it that way. Hang with us. Much more is coming your way next as the Americans continue to rise in the soccer world. Go Team USA, the women. We're going in the man cave.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors, and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Time to
invade the man cave.
I'm not the only woman in the man cave this time around. I'm telling you that there's a lot of people that are cheering on the women's soccer team, Team USA, and for what they are doing, and it's been phenomenal. Watching this one today, I was excited to see them win, but a big test because Spain is a lot tougher. So they weren't going to score any 13 goals, that's for sure. And the U.S. women, if they win their fourth World Cup trophy, could be thanking Spain, as some are saying. 2-1 was the score in the end of it, and they sharpened themselves up, I think. It was a big, as many of them said, it was a big character builder for them. Spain is the 13th ranked team in the world. They were playing in their first World Cup knockout game, and they went toe-to-toe with the Americans, thinking that they could pull this out, and they were looking really, really good. But hey, the U.S. is the gold standard, as many would say, in women's soccer these days, with the titles, the accolades, all of that. I mean, 3-time World Cup champions, 4-time Olympic gold medalists, and coming into the tournament as the number one ranked team in the world. So there's lots of reasons to believe that the women were going to get it done. And like I said, there's a lot of people supporting them. There is something about the American pride, right, in watching what they're able to do. And here's what Megan Rapinoe had to say about this victory over Spain.
That's World Cup level grit right there. You can't replicate it. There's no way to express it or teach it. There was a few of us out on the field, though, kind of like halfway through the second half, we're like, up a level. We need to go up a level. And so that's what the game's all about. They only get harder and more intense from here. Everybody's playing for their lives. So that's the best part about it, honestly. Like, I love it. This is the best stage.
See, that best case, because of all the pressure and having to up it to another level, and it's that team strength and having it tested, and this was a test that they needed. It could have been curtains, but they needed that test, and that's what came out of that win. That's a very, very big win for the women and a great chance for them to win another World Cup. So all the action is in France, and it couldn't get much better than that. For the New York Mets, as we swing from soccer to baseball, and you know, we're almost into those dog days because we'll come upon pretty soon here the All-Star break, and then you go into the second half kind of officially of the season, and it gets long and hot, and team after team comes into town or they're on the road, and when you're in the cellar, it's tough, and then eventually you see there's just no more room, and you're out of it. So there seems to be a lot of pressure on the Mets. I don't get it. But the Mets handed out discipline on Monday for Mickey Callaway and Jason Vargas. The general manager, Van Wagenen, announced that they fined Callaway and Vargas for this clubhouse deal after Sunday's loss to the Cubs. They confronted a Newsday reporter, both of them, and Vargas threatened to knock him out. The fist is mightier than the pen. I'm going to knock you out. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's regrettable because, of course, all of this was just pumped out all over the place because you have reporters there. Callaway had this to say when he was talking to reporters on Monday.
You know, I can't control the actions of others or the words of others, but I can always control my reaction to those things. So I think everybody deserves respect, regardless of job title or role. And, you know, I hope people can understand that this is a tough game played by passionate competitors. And I hope moving forward that we can all do our jobs honestly, critically, understand that other people are involved.
Yeah, so Callaway did what you had to do. I mean, you heard what he said there. He didn't apologize, though. Vargas described the confrontation as an unfortunate incident, and that's what he said. He didn't take any questions. The Mets are on the road. They're in Philly for the series with the Philadelphia Phillies. And we're not even into the dog days yet. It's not even there yet. So they had better batten the hatches if they know what's good for them. I mean, come on. It's what you got to do. It's a long, long road, and there's a lot that's written. And when you play ball in New York, it's the glory, and then it's the other side of it when it's not going well. Tiger Woods probably feels pretty relieved. He's been dismissed from a wrongful death lawsuit. This was something that could have set a precedent for a lot of bar owners. Tiger Woods happened to own this place, but he was dismissed from the wrongful death suit that was brought by the parents of a 24-year-old bartender who worked at his restaurant in Jupiter, Florida. Now, there is an amended complaint. It still lists Woods' girlfriend, Erica Herman, and the Woods Jupiter Inc. as defendants. So where it goes from there, the bartender had an incredibly high alcohol concentration, more than three times the legal limit in Florida, when his Corvette left and overturned, left the highway basically and overturned in December. So the lawsuit, originally filed in Palm Beach County in May, alleged, this is the important part if you're listening, that he was overserved for about 3 hours after his shift concluded on the day of the fatal crash. Now, this is where the whole bar thing could get sticky for people who own bars, and a bartender's working there, and he hangs out, has some drinks, and then this happens. So intoxication, out to drive the car. Did the people around him realize that? You know, all this comes into to play. What the other employees know, what's their role in this? Can they be held accountable for what's happened with the bartender who left and then was obviously loaded and had an accident? It's unfortunate and sad and so young, but then you flip this around and then it becomes about the legal system and how you decide what is fair and what's foul. And if they can be blamed, the bar, the restaurant can be blamed for it or not. One last one we'll talk about in the man cave is this one, and it's about California schools. The NCAA is really ratcheting up its opposition to this bill that would allow college athletes in the state to earn compensation for the use of their name, image, or likeness that starts in 2023. A letter was put to the chairs of two state assembly committees last week. The NCAA president, Mark Emmert, implied that if the bill becomes a law as it's written, California schools could face the prospect of being prohibited from participating in championships, and that includes 23 NCAA Division I schools, four of which are in the Pac-12 conference. The bill overwhelmingly passed the state Senate last month. Yikes. So it could race through this time around as well. You know, it's got to have a vote of the Assembly, Arts and Entertainment and Sports and Tourism and Internet Media Committees and all of that. And if it does advance, it goes to the Higher Education Committee. It is a tricky thing, isn't it? Because the athletes and what the NCAA is saying, that if they look at the rules concerning athletes and their ability to make money from their names, images, and likenesses, this is, he's saying he wants the committees to postpone consideration of the bill while they review it a little bit further, because how much money would they make? We think T-shirts, all of that. And would that be fair to do that? It could create some interesting differences, I think, for the athletes versus the school. And I can see why that bill would be on the table and why students and parents would be interested in it, because of the money that the schools make on their backs. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we're out of the man cave. We're out of time. Thanks for listening to this show. Remember, you can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Before the time of Beethoven, was confined to the F of this low middle C, descending down to the F, not the low.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.